بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشعر regarding العظمت of رمضان مبارك. سلام اے ماہ مبارک سلام. written by شہزاد قیس. محبت کے دل کش نگین سلام, محبت کے دل کش نگین سلام, مبارک مقدس مہین سلام, مبارک مقدس مہین سلام. اے قرآن آور اے وجدان گر, اے قرآن آور اے وجدان گر, اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام, اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام. آذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام, آذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام, بہت روح پرور قرین سلام, بہت روح پرور قرین سلام. عجب روح کا من و سلوا ہے تو, عجب روح کا من و سلوا ہے تو, کرم ہی کرم کے سفینے سلام, کرم ہی کرم کے سفینے سلام. نگاہوں میں توبہ کی رمجھم کے پھول, نگاہوں میں توبہ کی رمجھم کے پھول, تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام, تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام. سبھی یکساں بھوکے غنی یا غریب, سبھی یکساں بھوکے غنی یا غریب, اخوت کے دل کش دفینے سلام, اخوت کے دل کش دفینے سلام. سکھاتا ہے غلبہ ہمیں نفس پر, سکھاتا ہے غلبہ ہمیں نفس پر, ترقی کے پر نور زینے سلام. عبادت کو لگ جائے پھر چار چاند, عبادت کو لگ جائے پھر چار چاند, اگر جا کے بھیجے مدینے سلام, اگر جا کے بھیجے مدینے سلام. ہر ایک متقی کو مسلسل کہے, ہر ایک متقی کو مسلسل کہے, بہشتی گھروں کے خزینے سلام, بہشتی گھروں کے خزینے سلام. منا لے جو رب قیس رمضان میں, منا لے جو رب قیس رمضان میں, کہے اس کو گیارہ مہینے سلام، کہیں اس کو گیارہ مہینے سلام، آذانوں کی خوشبو نمازوں کے جام، بہت روح پرور قرینے سلام، تلاوت سے پر نور سینے سلام، اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام، محبت کے دل کشنگینے سلام، مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام، اے قرآن آور اے وجدان گر، اے بخشش کے روشن خزینے سلام، مبارک مقدس مہینے سلام، سلام اے ماہ مبارک سلام.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is a beautiful ashar regarding the month of Ramadan Sharif, which all we all have heard how beautifully our Hazrat has explained what a honorable, great gift this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala himself reminds us, Shahr Ramadan. Do you know what is the month of Ramadan Sharif? This is such a great, honorable occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the month of Ramadan, unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That Allah ta'ala has chosen this month to reveal the greatest speech, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes this, then how you will be honored that when the month of Ramadan is coming, every moment you say, Salaam alaikum. That, well, very good you have come, and you have brought only goodness. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when the month of Ramadan used to approach, he used to say, Marhaba, that welcome, O month of Ramadan. You have only brought goodness. During the day, there is only blessings in fasting, in du'as, etc. At night, the enjoyment of Tarawih Salah, standing in your path, is like jihad in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also we taught that muhabbat ke dil kash nagine salam, that this is a special jewel that brings love of Allah ta'ala in the heart, and salam upon such an occasion. When such an occasion comes, and fortunate Allah has brought us in the company of our Shaykh, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn what is this month all about. As we read, it's a month of ibadat. But if our ibadat has got no life, then there is no value in our month. So here we have come to learn how to get the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what we really come for. And then a person will see, as it is mentioned, two rakats of an arif, two rakats of that great personality who have recognized Allah, who got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is two rakats compared to 1,000 rakats of mine. It has got no value. So when you got an iota of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll just be honored, be just happy, and you will be worried that how many moments are gone. I still didn't achieve anything, and I still didn't even realize the value of this month. So he says, Mubarak, Muqaddas, hey Salam, Mahine, Salam. This is a very, very blessed month, and we should appreciate this month, and not be counting the days, the minutes, there's few days left now. No, every minute till the last minute is very, very valuable. And we should appreciate this great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know whether we'll reach the last minute or whether we'll get another Ramadan. So this is a very, very special occasion. And this is the month of a Quran hour, a wijdan gar, a dil bakhshish ke roshan khazine salam. He says, oh, that month of the Quran Kareem. And this is the special way Allah has given us to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we don't understand what is the value of Quran-i-Kareem, then we will just think that I must make a khatam.
But when we understand the value of Qur'an Kareem, it's the king of speech, because it's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qur'an Kareem, even if we don't understand, it only brings nur and goodness into our life. So this is the month to appreciate, that this is the month of Qur'an Kareem, and where you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll get wisdom, you'll get the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present. If we just read Qur'an Kareem, that Haza Kalamu Rabbi, this is the word of my Allah, this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that month that will give you bakshish ke roshan khazine. This is a special treasure of that month that will give you the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Allah ta'ala's mercies are descending. And we see the month is just going. The first 10 days, it was the month of the days of Rahmat. That before that, as Hazrat has taught us, we should have made Tawbah, Istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours down Rahmat in the first 10 days. If we still didn't get from that Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah opens the gates of Maghfirat. The days of Maghfirat are also gone. Now it is those days that Allah ta'ala wants to forgive wretched people like myself, that nobody from the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even people who don't have Iman, they just realize and they bring Iman, and they will be amongst those that Allah ta'ala says, that those that their necks will be freed from the fire of Jahannam. So this is the time to be begging Allah ta'ala, that oh Allah, free our necks from the fire of Jahannam. And then you see in this month, every month Azan takes place. But generally this month is such a beautiful month, that it is like the beautiful fragrance of Azan that is taking place. People pay more attention, but actually it is the time that people, negligent people like myself, in this month Allah Ta'ala says, at least realize who you are. You are my banda, you are my slave, and you are the ummat of, you are the slave of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So realize Azan is not just a call, it's a beautiful fragrance that is going throughout the world, is going throughout the atmosphere. Even Shaitan runs away and he doesn't know where to go and hide himself. So this is the month that we realize the value of Azan, and not only in this month, it should bring such fragrance in our heart that after this I just wait, when is Azan going to start? And before Azan I should be in the masjid and ready to be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a special royal invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month, Bahod Ruparwar Karina Salam. This is that month that will rejuvenate our dead ruh, our soul that is so to say dead, that we be loving, but as our Hazrat teaches us, like just zombies. In the month of Ramadan also, let us sing. Tarawih takes place, beautiful recitations, ufaz are reciting, ulama-i kiram are reciting, and we sitting and waiting till when ruku is going to come. And then we go into ruku at that time. And sadly today, many people, big adults, and they complain the children are playing, but they playing with the children at the back. So this is the time to rejuvenate our ruh. And the only place Allah Ta'ala has commanded, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Allah says, if you want to become my true friends, and you want to become my special friends, then be in the company of the sadiqeen, the true righteous servants of Allah. And ya Allah brought us here. How fortunate are we in the company of our shaykh. Let us take maximum benefit. More important that we think that I'm doing my individual ibadat, first learn to get connection. A person has got all his appliances in his house, and he's got the brand new appliances, but he doesn't even have connection. So what is that going to help? So like that, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, on one occasion, he was there in Makkah Sharif, and it was Ramadan time, and some satis were there. After Asr, Hazrat used to have a program. And now between Asr and Maghrib, there's enough time to make tawaf. So you think I'm only there 1 week in Haram Sharif. Must I go to my Shaykh's Majlis or must I go for tawaf? Now you're perplexed. So the person decided, let me go one day, first day to the Majlis. When he went to the Majlis, already Hazrat made his treatment and diagnosed him and gave him the dawa already. He says, many people think that you want to make lot of ibadat, but it is like your eyes are sore. You can't see properly. You want to read Quran Sharif, but you blur. You can't see the words properly. So must you first go to the optician and get your eyes corrected, then you'll able to read. So enjoyable. Almost you struggle and read. Then a person realizes, let me first get my heart open in the company of my Sheikh. Then when you read one page and see the difference. So we have to realize coming here is not, this is a great opportunity. It's not, one is to be in the house of Allah, but one is to know whose house it is. And all the adabs and etiquette. So this is that man that will rejuvenate our ruh. Ajab ruh kamil wa salwa hai, kaman salwa hai. Then you realize that this is the occasion, as Hazrat explained. What is all the dishes that we eating downstairs, or other people enjoying all their delicacies and desserts in this month? This is the month that Allah sent manna and salwa. The dishes of Jannat Allah gave the Bani Israel. This is the spiritual dishes that we getting here. Just sitting, yab zamana ba sohbati awliya, better atsat sala ta'ad beriyas. And Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali said, one moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a great mufti of his time, but see, even a mufti of his time, he realized, I won't get connection with Allah till I don't sit in the company of a wali of Allah. So he was connected to his Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali. And while walking after Fajr, Hazrat used to walk and make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So he said, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem. So Hazrat immediately said, you think the poet is exaggerated, that one moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. He says, yes, I think so. He says, Hazrat says, the poet is understated. It's supposed to be, yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better as lak sala ta'ad beriyah. Supposed to be better than 1,000 years, 100,000 years of ibadat, of ikhlas. Because you can make ibadat with ikhlas, and in a split moment, shaitan will take you and bring it, blow your head up, and all that is down the drain. And when we come here, our hearts will open up. And then we'll realize, so Allah Ta'ala's karam, He says, karam hi karam hai, ke safina hai salam. That we are fortunate, Allah has brought us into the ship, where we can gain the love of Allah, where we can understand why Allah sent us into the world, to become the true friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then when a person comes here, he realizes, nigaahon mein tauba ki ram, ram jam ke phool, tilawat se pur noor sine salam. He says, now you realize, that I'm reciting Quran Sharif on the one hand, the next minute I'm on my cell phone and I'm looking at haram photos. Even if it is your own family or wife's photo you're looking at, and that is the haram in the masjid, etc. To take photos, to look at photos, all is haram. Only here when we come and our heart's operation take place. And for that we should make intention that I myself first, we have come here for our Islam, for our spiritual reformation. That Allah please operate our heart. And our Shaykh is doing our operation every moment. So we should, when this comes, now a person will make sincere tawbah. Allah give me tawfiq to stay away from bad nazri and all other sin. And like Hazrat teaches us, make intention of one sin that I want to bring this out of my life. Allah will put other goodness in our lives. So Allah give me tawfiq, myself, all of us, we make this firm intention. Then He says that you'll see the darkness of sin will come out, flowers will come into your heart. You'll feel enjoyable. Now to look at your halal wife will be enjoyable. And then where you will get the real nur of Allah Ta'ala. One is you get the beautiful encouragement from our mashayikh, from our sheikh. Then you'll realize what is tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. Now every moment you won't be wasting. You'll enjoy Qur'an Kareem is the kitab of nur. And it's the kitab to enlighten my heart. And that will give me now the strength to control my gazes. Sabi yaksa buke ghani ya ghareeb. He says, what a month Allah has made. That everybody, whether you're the richest man in the world, whether you're the poorest man, and all of us are fasting, and only Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah says, this is my month. As-sawmu li wa ana awzabi. That this is my month. I know who is fasting. That small child that is fasting also, who gives him that strength? It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah says, I know, so I will give the reward personally. And other ulama have given the translation so beautifully that I will be his reward. So this is what we have come to learn here. That it shouldn't be that we fasted, but like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many people like myself, we haven't achieved anything from fasting but just staying hungry. We haven't achieved anything from standing in Taraweeh Salah but just tiring ourselves. And when that one spark comes into our heart and our heart opens up, then we realize what the occasion. Then as Hazrat explains, that Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah used to say, spend your one Ramadan in the company of the friend of Allah and gain taqwa. Then your whole life will now be, as he mentions in front, 11 months of the year now will be enjoyable. You stay away from disobedience of Allah. And when Malakul Maut comes, that is our real Eid. Not Eid, Laysal Eid, Liman Labisal Jadid. Eid is not for people who just wear new clothes. And said it shouldn't be the time that we hear women folk go for Eid shopping and they can't keep fast. Then what we have destroyed our Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq. So this is the month of brotherhood. That everybody, you see, even if the iftar, the Dastar Khan, you want to pass a sujood to the next person. You want to give a glass of water. All this is the brotherhood Allah has put. And that shouldn't be only in the month of Ramadan. All the time, as Hazrat teaches us, feeling for the whole creation. Sikhata hai ghalba hai hame nafs par. Tarakki ke pur noor zine salam. That this month teaches us, the main effort of this month is islahi nafs. To bring our nafs under control, which the nafs, Yusuf alayhi salam said, وَمَا أُبَرِّي نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. This nafs will command you strongly towards haram. And where you will get it under control? In the company of the friends of Allah. Hazrat will teach us how to bring this nafs under control. And then you'll see, now you'll be climbing the stairs of becoming a lover of Allah. But we think, no, we come here in itikaf. I said in programs, I'm a great wali. When you come here, then you'll realize I'm far from reality. I don't even know the ABC of my deen properly. And then a person will be now, and very fortunate, Allah give us tawfiq, if now istighfar has increased in my life. Lot of istighfar. And see how lot are we reading the dua. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfirullah. Nasalullah al-jannah. Wa na'uzu billahi minan nar. Ibadat ko lag jaye fir char chand. Agar jaan. Allah jaage, beje, banjine salam. Allahu Akbar. That now a person is eager and he enjoys making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now with that consciousness that I am in the house of Allah, I am a real royal guest of Allah, I don't deserve it. With humbleness, and then if you can get the opportunity, whoever is in Medina Sharif, going there, pass our salams to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we hear, we learn how to connect 5,000 miles away. But we'll be here and we'll hear the Durood program after Zohar. We'll think and we'll imagine, and directly you'll be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, many people are there, millions are there, right at the Rozai Pass, but we're not there. We are taking selfies, etc. So Allah save us, har ek muttaki ko musalsal kahe, bhej ki gharo ke khazine salam. And a person who begs, Ya Allah, make us amongst the muttaqeen. We can't become that. But Allah is so kind, you make istighfar, Allah will give you the darja of the muttaqeen, the pious servant. And for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have prepared beautiful gardens of Jannah. What we are looking at, the artificial houses of this world, let us turn our attention to Jannah. Manale jo Rab kais Ramadan mein. And then he addresses himself and he tells us, in this month, whoever can beg Allah, and beg Allah only for one thing, we can ask Allah forgive us. And that is like how a child begs his mother, I want this, I want this. And that is what Hazrat has taught us. That is how we should be making dua. And this is the time for dua, 24/7. Duas of the heart we should be making. Ya Allah, what a life you gave me and I just wasted it. Please let me make my life, forgive me. Kahe usko gyara mehna salam. Now 11 months of the year, you'll know how to love like a slave of Allah Ta'ala. And you won't want to stay away from the company of the pious servants. Allah give us tawfiq.